Welcome, Terry. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
I am so excited to have you in the house. You are just such one awesome lady. We'll just get right into it. Just the illustrious Terry Remsen. Can you just give us a little bit of background about who you are?
Who am I? Oh, I'm a lovable person. No, I am married. Of course, I have two children, and I have three grandchildren. I am married to a bishop. I am an executive pastor. I am the praise team leader. I am just an all-around woman that loves being loved and loves loving on people. And I'm just excited about what's going on in the latter parts of my life. So, yeah. That's who I am.
You got a lot going on over there. You sound like a proper woman too, okay? Now, with all of that, what would you say that you find the hardest? What's the hardest thing that you have to face in all of this?
The hardest thing, I guess, learning how to wear multiple hats. Because, you know, in being a first lady, you know, that's a different hat. In being an executive pastor, that's a different hat. And being a bishop's wife, a whole other hat. Being a mother, you know, so that's a lot. And a grandmother, that's a lot of hats. Then I have to be concerned about myself, finding myself, Terry. So you have to be able to juggle all these different hats and know how to wear them, not all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Know what hat is most important at the right time. So that's the thing that I'm learning how to do, is to wear multiple hats.
Wow. That's amazing. It's I wouldn't even begin to know how I could balance all of that.
Right.
What led you to wanting to do music?
You know, I've been singing since age three. My mother, she was one that loved music, and then my father loves music. And so, you know how that is. You come out the womb liking whatever they introduce you to. So my mother would say she would always play music for us, even before we were born. And then when we got here, she would put music, you know, at our head. You know, when we're laying down, she would play music there by our head so we could hear the music. And so I've always loved music. Mm-hmm. My mother introduced us to music. She put us in music lessons, just to music school. So I've just always been around music. Everybody that surrounded my family was into music, even the out, you know, we had extended family members. You know, in our church, you have aunties and uncles that are not really your aunts and uncles, mm-hmm. but they're extended family, so they were into music. So my mother always surrounded us with music.
Okay, and then was it, did she just expose you to the gospel or different types of music?
You know what? I have to be honest. My mother, now, I'm a 60s baby, the late 60s. So my mother, she didn't really go by the rules. Because back then, they really didn't like for us to listen to R&B music. But my mother was the one who introduced me to R&B music. And the first person that I remember hearing riding in her car was Natalie Cole.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, she would say to us, I don't care what kind of music you all listen to, just as long as it's not blasting in the house. So if you're in your room, I just don't want to hear it outside the room. So she did not have a problem letting us listen to all types of music. And I'm happy that she did that because it made me well-rounded and I was able to pass that on to my son. So I'm happy that she, you know, chose to do that and not allow the church to control, you know, how she reared us.
Mm-hmm. So you performed gospel and independent gospel artist for many years, yes?
You know what? I did that maybe for about 6 years. Okay. Where I did it independently. And then throughout that 6 years, I had been singing gospel, you know, since a little child. But then I was able to record my own music, and I must have did that for like 6 years. Then I just got to a point that it wasn't really what I wanted to do. I was only doing it because that's what I was taught to do.
Okay.
Being of the Reformation that I was a part of, you know, it was taboo. And because of, you know, my mother being a national evangelist, and then I'm looking at my husband, you know, he's a pastor and then he's a bishop. So, you know, you got all this going on and you're like, but I'm going against the grain, but then I wasn't happy. And so I had to come to a point in my life where I had to make Carrie happy, because I always grew up making everybody else happy. And I wanted to be able to make myself happy. And that's when I just came to the honest decision that this is not really what I want to do. I really want to sing R&B songs. I want to sing about love. I want to be able to reach out into the masses. I want to go outside the four walls of the church and let my voice be heard, because I knew God had given me a special gift that needed to be heard by many besides church people. Mm-hmm. And that's when I decided to do R&B. Of course, I did pray about it, and God gave me a clearance. And when he said yes, I said, okay, we're about to do this thing.
Okay, very good. Have you lost the support of any of your loved ones or friends or anyone over you in the ministry?
Well, I am one that I don't have a lot of friends, per se. So, and I'm one that everyone will tell you, I don't have a lot of girlfriends. I don't have a lot of friends. So I will say that there were a few that kind of did act a little different and were kind of a little against it, you know, in the family. But it was nothing that was, you know, piercing that I couldn't handle. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm a little stubborn. Once my mind is made up, it doesn't matter what you think or how you feel. I'm going to do what's best for me and what's going to make me happy. Because, again, I have gotten to a point where I was tired of living for everybody else and not living for myself. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get too much slack, I don't think. I mean, there may be, you know, a few out there that probably are a little disappointed and wish that I wouldn't do it. But I'm just at a point now that it really doesn't matter. And so I'm at peace with it, so I'm good.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Lord says, let your light so shine amongst men that they may see your good works, and that they may glorify our Father which art in heaven. And God gives the gifts not according to your ability, but according to His will. So what do you want to tell your people? Yeah. Now let me ask you this. Do you think that someone being rich, talented, or famous, do you think that that should automatically make them a role model?
No, I don't. That's an excellent question to ask a lot of us. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. That does not qualify you to be a role model.
Good. Yeah, I agree. What would you say, what would you say to the artist that wants to go in a direction that may be unpopular? Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
I feel like, are you saying going from gospel to secular?
Let's say they were going from gospel to secular, or just something that maybe their friends or their peers or even the industry is, they just
gotcha.
Push back. Yes.
They're going to post you. Okay, I got you. Well, again, I can never say not pray. I live by praying. That's how I get my direction. So I feel like once you've prayed about it, and then you've gotten an answer, then you should move forward. And you have to, and the number one thing that I always tell people, you have to have a supportive team. Once you've prayed about it and you've gotten your answer to move forward, then you have to have a team that's going to support what you're trying to do. Because without support, it's very hard to do anything. And that's one thing that everybody needs is support. When you don't have support, it becomes depressing. It becomes stressful. Sometimes you question your thoughts of you doing it. You have to double check yourself. Yeah. But when you have people that support you and they have your back no matter what, they're there to keep you encouraged. They're your cheerleaders. You know, even in the days when you feel like you're not good enough, or you feel like you're not worthy enough, or you feel like you made the wrong decision, you have that team there to support you, to tell you, no, you're on the right track. And so that's the something I think you need. Well, two, prayer. Make sure it's God and you've gotten, confirmation from Him. And then two, you must have a supportive team.
Wow. Very good. There is an I in team because I am on the team.
All right. That's right. Yes.
Is there anything that you would do different or have done differently?
Is there anything that I would have done differently? Once I made my decision, I probably wouldn't have shared it with a few people. I probably just would have did it because sometimes in sharing it, and you're doing it out of not for people to agree with what you're doing. You're doing it sometimes just to let them know what you're doing because you love them. You want to share with them. You don't want to hear from anybody else. And so you're basically not doing it for validation. That's the word I was looking for. But I was doing it because I felt like I didn't want you to hear from anybody else. So I think if I had to go back and redo this and all over again, I probably wouldn't have shared it with a few people that I shared it with. Because what happened was it made me question, was I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
And it kind of made me reserve and not move forward quick enough. So, and that can kind of stun your growth because even when I was starting to go into the studio, in the back of my head, I'm thinking about some of the things that were said to me because of the decision that I made, or when I'm writing the music and trying to, get into my thought process, I'm thinking of the negative things that were said. So I think the best thing that I should have done was just talk to the Lord and those that were around me that were supporting me. I should have just left it right there and then moved on. So yeah, that's probably what I would have done a little different.
Well, sometimes people, when we're sharing things with you, we're just doing that. We're just sharing with you what's going on.
Right.
We're not looking for permission and even your opinions. Your love is
awesome,
but Now, you got a TV show. Terry got a TV show, y'all. Tell us about the TV show, will you? Terry?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, tell us about your TV show.
Well, the TV show is called All About Terry, and it's a docuseries. And what happens is when I was doing the gospel music, the cameras would follow me to different events. I would go to different conferences, to learn about the music and what you need to do while you're in the industry. Or if I had to perform at different conferences or talent shows, or what have you, the cameras would go with me. They went with me into the studio. They went with me to Las Vegas when I went for the Stellar Awards. So it was different things like that. And it would follow me to different places so that you can kind of see how I lived my life. And then also, it's going to show you how I did my little transformation from doing gospel into doing R&B, and how some family members, they weren't pleased with my decision, but then there were some family members that were very supportive of my decision. So it's going to show that. And so that's what the docuseries is all about. It's basically what the title is, All About Terry.
Wow. And that's going to be coming soon in markets everywhere. We're working on it behind the scenes, so.
Yeah, we got to pick that back up. We got to pick it back up. We've been on hiatus for, I think, 2 years now.
Okay.
So it's time to pick it back up, and we're definitely excited about it.
Wonderful. That is so wonderful. Now, one last question. Would you say, how important would you say social media is?
Oh, wow. Social media is very important. That's where I got a lot of my open doors from. Networking is like, as we say, off the chain. If you use social media for business, it's excellent. That's how you can meet different people. You can network with different people. You get your music out there through social media. And then you can build a fan base. And a lot of artists, indie artists, I should say, they forget that you need to build your fan base. And I enjoy responding back to the people that, send encouraging words. I get a lot of encouraging words in my inboxes. And I always try my best to respond back to everybody, tell everybody thank you. Some people say, well, that's overwhelming. myself.
Wow. Where can we find you in social media?
Everywhere. You can find me on Facebook under Terry, T-E-R-R-I-E, Remsen. R-I-M is in Mary, S-O-N, Terry Remsen. Or you can find me on Twitter under Sing Terry Sing, Instagram Sing Terry Sing. Or you can go to my website, and that's www.terryremsenmusic.org.
Okay. And what's upcoming for you? Any events? Movies?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to be performing in New York next month. I'll be performing there. And then in the month of June, I'm putting on a big event here in Philadelphia where I'm going to be gathering some other independent artists along with some artists from California, and we're all going to come together. I'm going to have a nice event here. Also, we're planning a mini tour, so we'll be coming preferably to your city. We'll be coming to Seattle. We're trying to get to Vegas, and we're trying to lock these dates down. We're going to be getting into the L.A. area. We'll be getting into the Houston area. So there's a lot of cities that we're trying to lock down now. And we're also trying to get into the UK and into Toronto. So, yeah, I don't want to spill all the beans, but, yeah, we're really working hard. God has really given me favor, and I'm just excited about what he's doing. And I'm just going to keep on working hard because I know greater is coming.
What does Bishop think about all this?
Bishop supports me 100%. And that's when I say you have to have a supportive team. Well, it's nothing like when your husband supports you. Yeah. You know, because sometimes, you know, you have spouses that don't support you. But I must say, he supports me 100%. When I put the project out, majority of the funds came from my husband. He put the money down for that because he felt like I have supported him throughout all his time of pastoring, which is over 20-something years, and he said, it's your time now for you to live your life. So he's a great encourager, great supporter, and I really love him and appreciate him for that.
Wow. I'm so happy for you. Any final thoughts?
Thank you.
Any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? Yes, absolutely. Whatever it is, if it's not singing, if God has given you a gift, I say use it, but make sure that you have people to support you, as I said before. Make sure you also get the wisdom of how to support that dream. And it's okay to get constructive criticism, because what you need is people that are going to be honest with you to help catapult you to where you need to go to get that business to where it needs to be.
It is so wonderful to have you on the Vibes Live red carpet. Come back anytime, all the time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, everyone. That was Terry Remsen on the Vibes Live red carpet. Thank you for keeping the vibes.
Thank you. Live.
I'm not afraid to be.